Okay, sorry about that. But yes, so when we go on retreat, we are creating a particular, in a way, dedicated space where we're going away from our normal routine. Now, if you're going on a residential retreat, often we go off into the countryside. Sometimes it's quite a long way away, like if I was going to like Dhanakosha Retreat Center, which is up in the highlands, for me it would be a day traveling there and a day traveling back, and that would be a whole part of that experience, that transition away and then going somewhere really beautiful, usually in the countryside. And it's out of your comfort zone in some ways, because all the things that are familiar and all the things that are your sort of habitual ways of getting through your day aren't necessarily there in the same way. And it's often, you've got a little routine and structure and a program that you're following. There's new people there, but people tend to be pretty friendly, and there's something nice about being with people that might be a little bit like-minded and just practicing, and people tend to be friendly and fairly open and supportive to each other. You are creating a community, and on a physical retreat you might also be doing jobs together, like chopping vegetables or helping to wash up after the meals or do a bit of gardening and things like that. So all of those are ways that we kind of connect. We might go off for walks and hang out with people in between bits on the structured program, and over the course of a few days, you go on a journey, and you can feel yourself, responding, reacting to whatever's happening, really. And actually, although we can't, literally go for a walk with somebody when you're in a virtual retreat, I mean, we can maybe have a tea break together and see each other having tea. There is still a sense that we are coming together, and this particular group of people will be here for this retreat and will never have that same combination. And actually, each session might be slightly different if not everybody can make it. But yes, and we'll be exploring a same theme, and also we might be exploring it together. So there's opportunity to have like small groups in the afternoons, but we might also do a little bit of reflection and a little bit of sharing thoughts, inquiring in some of the sessions with everybody here. So there'll be a mixture of a bit of teaching input around the theme, maybe some reflections or little exercises. So it might be good to have some paper and pen handy for some of the sessions, in the morning, say, not in the evening, because that will be more meditation and chanting or ritual. So we've got three sessions most days, and sorry, I'm not quite sure what's happening with my sorry, my Mac's not charging, so I'm okay, that's better. Okay. So the mornings will be starting off with a bit of input, little talk, and then we'll be doing some practice, probably quite a lot of meditation, but we might also do some reflection and stuff together. There'll be space in between, in a way, for you to be reflecting, processing, absorbing it in your own time. And some of you may have other things to do, or even work or commitments. But if you do manage to get a little bit of space, or maybe go for a walk, or just sit quietly with a cup of tea, I think that will enhance your experience of the retreat. And I would encourage you, if you can, even if you feel quite shy, to come to the groups. The groups will be there, and it'll just be an opportunity for people to share how they're doing on the retreat. Maybe if there's anything in their practice or from the talks and things that might have sparked interest, or they've responded to, or they felt inspired by or challenged by. And yeah, it's quite helpful to have that sort of shared experience with other people, particularly as I said, sometimes people might have a bit that's more challenging and feel supported by others, and then at another time someone else might be doing that. And in the groups it's fine to say as much or as little as you want, but and we will be like being very keeping confidence within the groups and much more just witnessing. So we'll be asking people to just to be kind and to do mindful listening in the groups and not, interrupting or giving advice or anything. And then the evening sessions will be, we'll do meditation in all of the sessions, but in the evening sessions we'll also maybe be doing, sometimes we might not do a ritual, but we'll probably do some chanting, and sometimes we might be doing a ritual with chanting as well. And I'll say more about that each evening as we're doing it. So we used to do retreats where we'd all do an early morning meditation and we didn't do the evening ritual. But for me, one of the things about doing ritual and chanting is it's also a way of working with one's energy and emotions and transforming that in a way that's sort of allowing us to access a part of ourselves that might not be so rational and thinking, which I find really helpful. And hopefully some of you do too. Anyway, that's just saying a little bit about that. So I forgot to give space for team members to introduce themselves, so maybe you can do that quickly and then I'll say a little bit more about the theme and then we'll do the dedication ceremony, some more meditation. Yeah. So, Amanda, you said who you were. Do you want to say anything else about yourself?
Bodhi Lilu, what can I say? I've told the group that I'm a Mitra, West London. Recently just got back from Ecuador visiting some relatives. And I had a quiet and gentle Christmas and tired, as I said earlier, and I'm really happy to be here. So yeah, getting excited about meeting new people here as well. So there's some faces that I don't recognize. So yeah, that's me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bodhi
Patty, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, I'm Patty, and I'm based at West London as well. That's my centre, and I'm a Mitra as well. And I've just finished a solitary retreat, and this has been my changeover day, so I've been by myself since about the 20th of December. And it's quite fun to be with others again. And yeah, really looking forward to this retreat. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, so Khadija and then Maitri Pushpa, and that'll be.
Hi, I'm Khadija. I'm a virtual participant in the West London Buddhist Center very frequently. And I have participated in a number of retreats, virtual, and a few real ones, in-person ones. This is very real. And yeah, this is I what Bodhilila said about each retreat being a different experience has really rung true for me. And so that's also one of the reasons that I'm looking forward to this, also with many new faces and several familiar faces. So thank you. Really looking forward to being here with you.
And I'm Maitri Pushpa. I am at West London. Teach with Bodhi Lila on the Saturday class. Hello to some of you Saturday people. Nice to see you. And do some courses with her as well online. And yeah, as I said, I'm a bit weary today. My partner and I were away for in Wales with family at Christmas, and it was a rather long journey home yesterday, although he did all the driving, so great credit to him. But I'm looking forward to hearing how this theme is explored over the retreat. So a welcome to all of you.
Okay, and as I said, I'm Bodhi Leela, and I'm also based at West London. I teach quite a lot in person and online, and I'm the chair of the centre. And yeah, it's lovely to see all of you here. And just to say that if you want to get in touch around anything practical, or maybe stuff's going on and you want to talk with one of the leaders or something, you can always email into teaching at West London Buddhist Centre, and we will keep an eye on that. Yeah. So if in an in-person retreat, you have somebody who's the retreat organiser, and they might have a little organiser's jar where people write little notes and put them in there, and the organiser checks them out. So our equivalent of that is if you email into teaching at West London Buddhist Centre, which again is in the email you've got. And I think we'll post them all in the chat tomorrow again, just to remind you how you can access the retreat website and that email. Okay, so that's feels like a lot of talking. So let's leave that there for now. So the theme, or the title of the retreat, is This Being That Becomes, which is from a very famous teaching, which is just a verse. And just, it was this being that becomes, on the arising of this that arises, this not being that does not become, on the ceasing of this that ceases. So when you hear that, it may be you haven't a clue, it doesn't have any kind of make any sense to you, or it may be that there's something resonates, or it may be something you're familiar with. But basically the core of that is that everything that arises, everything that passes away, is dependent on all sorts of sets of conditions. And when those conditions change, something else comes into being, or something ends. And that's happening all the time. One of the Buddha's key insights in his enlightenment experience was about how things arise together, dependent on different sets of conditions. Now, some of those conditions are completely outside of our control, you know, things happening on a cosmic scale, or even just things that are not within our power, you know, what's happening politically, what's happening economically, what's happening with the weather, we can't really control those things. But we can influence our own lives and people that we're in contact with, our own sort of sphere of influence, through our actions, actually. And those actions can be of body, speech and mind, from a Buddhist perspective. And quite often we just do things out of habit, or, you know, we're not even aware of why we do things, or that there's possibility of something different. So one of the things that I found really helpful and really empowering about meditation and other Buddhist teachings is it helps me become more aware of where I am and what I'm doing, and it also gives me the possibility of doing something different. I'm making choices, making creative choices, rather than just reacting out of habit. And from that place, then I can have a bit more agency, and hopefully create more positive conditions for myself and for others. Yeah, might not be everybody in the world, but there may be some people that I can have a positive influence on. And I'll go into more of this on the retreat, but basically we'll be using the retreat as an opportunity to sort of look at some of the conditions in our lives now, and particularly maybe given the fact that we're just coming to the end of the year, maybe look at some of the conditions that we've experienced during this year, which I think probably we've all had our challenges, you know, and maybe we're all feeling quite tired as we get to the end of the year, a bit exhausted with it all. And it's a great opportunity to sort of, well, think, well, what were the conditions, what was challenging, what could I maybe create in terms of the conditions that will be more supportive and helpful for me and others going forward in the new year. Yeah, and along the way we'll just sort of be doing quite a lot of practice and just seeing where we're at, reflecting on things, maybe reflecting on particular conditions in our lives and how we respond to them, because that's another thing that's really well, can make a big difference. We might not be able to change what's happening, but we can change our response to what happens. Yeah, and again, we can do that in a way that has more beneficial effects for ourselves and for others, or we can do it in a way that has harmful effects for ourselves and others, and probably do a mix of them. You know, certainly I've been aware of having got into a lot of my more negative habits during this year, but there's also a lot of things that I've done in a more positive way, you know. So anyway, the theme is kind of looking at the conditions and maybe even just noticing how things are influenced by each other, how when one condition changes, this leads to that, this leads to that. You know? Okay. So let's, time is going actually. So let's do a dedication ceremony. And I think we're not really going to have time for a meditation, but we can end with a mantra. Yeah. So it's always helpful to kind of have a sense of one's intentions, isn't it? And that's one of the things we often do in the new year, isn't it? We have all these new year resolutions. But even in our everyday lives, when we're doing activities or when we're sitting down to meditate or anything, it's helpful sometimes to just have a sense of, sense of intention, which is not quite the same as having goals that you want to achieve, but just like, well, what is the direction you want to do? What are you trying to do? And there's something about commitment and dedicating yourself to something that will help you go deeper and help you maybe have a bit more continuity and direction. And that can be a really helpful thing to have during a retreat and as we start a retreat. So we're going to collectively dedicate this space and almost like try and create it into being a sort of sacred space for us. Yeah. And there is a sort of dedication ceremony where there's various verses that we'll be saying in call and response. And I'm going to be saying a line, and then you can repeat it after if you want to join in. If you don't want to join in, you don't have to. But I do suggest that you remain muted because Zoom and internet connections being what they are, everybody will be at different speeds, and then it becomes the right cacophony if everybody's unmuted. But you can do it in the privacy of your own home. You can respond or not respond, and nobody will know which you're doing. But there is something about doing something collectively as well. And we're trying to dedicate it partly, this is a Buddhist retreat, so even though everyone's welcome whether or not you're a Buddhist or ever want to be a Buddhist, we will be drawing on Buddhist teachings and values. And key to Buddhist values are the Buddha as an example of someone who's become awakened, developed their potential, and an example of what we too can do. The Dharma, which is the teachings and the practices that he left us with to help us to, attain that which he did as well, path to follow. And the Sangha is the spiritual community, the spiritual fellowship, So I think it's fairly self-explanatory. There is a reference to the five precepts, which are basically five ethical principles that when you commit yourself to being a Buddhist, you try and live your life by. And there's also mention of mandalas and trying to create, at least in our imagination, sort of protective fields of flames, which are very much around transformation. There's this word of Vajra, which is like a diamond thunderbolt, which is also supposed to be indestructible and a symbol of reality. But so we're kind of in our imagination using those to help create this protective space, you know. So anyway, let's do the dedication ceremony. And at the end of it, I'll just start off our mantra. Which mantra? I think let's do Om Mani Padme Hum, which is basically a mantra about compassion. Yeah. So Patty will be doing the responses, and let's start in a minute. So just get yourselves in your meditation postures or whatever works. We'll pause for a minute. And we may just go like 5 minutes over, I'm afraid. Dedication ceremony. We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
To the Buddha.
To the Buddha.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Dharma.
To the Dharma.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Sangha.
To the Sangha.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
The spiritual fellowship of one another which we enjoy.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
To the observance of the five precepts.
To the observance of the five precepts.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
To the practice of meditation.
To the practice of meditation.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
To the development of wisdom.
To the development of wisdom.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Here may there be peace.
Here may there be peace.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Here may there be love.
Here may there be love.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Here may there be joy.
Here may there be joy.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
Here seated.
Here seated.
Here practicing.
Here practicing.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
With body, speech, and mind.
With body, speech, and mind.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Okay, so we'll end there. Thank you all for coming and really looking forward to practicing with you, exploring the theme with you over the next few days. And yeah, have a good evening, and we'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So the session's at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock, 3:30 till 5, and 8 till 9:15 each day, with an extra one on New Year's Eve to see in the new year. And feel free to post in the chat.